I'm kind of in an interesting situation. I work with Virginia Tech and the campus ministry there, but there's another university of about 10 to 12,000, a little over half an hour up the road. And when I first came to Blacksburg, there was nothing going on there, no presence on that campus whatsoever. And since we've been there, we've been very blessed, and now we have a presence there with limited work, you know. And honestly, I spent more time at Virginia Tech than I have at Radford University. But we do have a good number of students there. 95% of those students have zero Church of Christ affiliation or even religious background whatsoever. And what's happened is there's another Church of Christ in that town who have always, for years, remained very hostile to campus ministry. And then suddenly now that they know that students are coming to things and that we've built sort of something from scratch there, well, God's built something from scratch there, they kind of want to suddenly have ownership in that, and for years they've been hostile towards campus ministry. And I would love to see that happen, except for the fact that this particular church is not, in my opinion, equipped to handle campus ministry. But it's also, from a distance standpoint, it's hard to include those students in the congregation back in Blacksburg. And we've gone out of our way and done things like all the Virginia Tech students come to Radford, grab those kids, take it back, and build relationships. They have great relationships with each other. But from a church standpoint, it'd be wonderful if this church could serve as the church presence in that community rather than just a campus presence. So my question is, how do you sort of interact with other churches in your area who you would like to see? I think all of you could probably give an answer on that. Who you would like to see be more active and take some ownership without it being, that sounds awful, without it being detrimental at the same time. And when distance is a factor, limited, you know, resources is a factor. We've done a lot with a little. God's allowed us to do that. But how do you sort of react with that? And sort of a two-parter to that is, what examples do you use for any church to be more aware of students in their worship services, in their Bible studies, that don't have any kind of religious background as far as the language they use, the way they handle themselves around those people, the unchurched? I think they're related, so you can sort of go off of that ever how you feel you need to. So,
I may miss it, but I heard the first part of the question. You were referencing a church that had a sense of ownership. And so it's almost as though you could end up unintentionally in a competitive kind of connection. And then as I listened to you and you unpacked that, you referenced churches. You know, how do you work with churches? And so I may miss this, but it seems to me it's a tactical question of how you can deal with this church inserting itself or taking this place of ownership. And from my perspective, it's natural to think that if you could just remove them, then you highlight your own voice. Okay, you eliminate your competition. And it seems to me that another path is more effective. Rather than eliminating them, include others. You expand the voice. I find that if I'm in a church, it's a small church that has a dominant personality, alpha male there. That's a problem if you've got one. But if you got six or seven, it's no problem at all, because they begin engaging each other, and it positions you to be the one who orchestrates the conversation. And so the principle of selection, you expand that. I don't know how far you are from Fairfax. Okay. I'm sure there are some places there that you could include others in that conversation, and you complexify it. And through expanding those voices, it gives you more options to play them against each other and have some influence and direction on the conversation.
I heard another, I thought I heard something else that you were asking about how to engage other churches. Is that what I heard you ask too? Yeah, I've been involved in campus ministry since 1993. I didn't know it till this weekend, but the inner city of urban ministry is kind of campus ministry, just a different campus. And River City Ministry, when it started in 1989, was under the Levy Church, and they generated that. But there was always a desire to include others. And now we have almost all the larger congregations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, that are engaged. And the way we did that was by arranging a way that there could be ownership out of every congregation instead of the individual ownership. And Levi never resisted that, or at least I didn't know they did, if they did. And so we formed a 501c3 and put it under a board of directors, and we have directors from all these different congregations, and so they all have ownership and are all participating financially as well. We just had a 5K run walk this morning and had almost 600 people there, and all these almost all of them came out of Churches of Christ. I can tell you maybe, you know, at least two-thirds of them. So I would encourage you to, campus ministries, to think in terms of getting other churches in the area involved in the ministry so that there could be ownership across the board. Maybe that would raise the awareness, too, of the investment in the students that would be coming to their individual congregation.
My take would probably be a little different than theirs. Through the years, I've watched, you know, with Lynn's campus ministry, if I've watched as we've tried, not a campus ministry vision is not the vision of every church. Now, a vision of success is, but the problem is if your vision is success, when you get in the everyday struggle of ministry, it overwhelms what's going on. And if a church hasn't had a vision for campus ministry, a heart for it, rather than somehow, quite frankly, I would never surrender my ministry that God is working in to a church that has not been willing to pay the price for that. I would never do that. And quite frankly, I don't think, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I've just watched sometimes, you know, I've been a part of a couple of places where we did workshops, citywide workshops, St. Louis area workshop. And sometimes you had people who had a real vision for it who started that. And then as they began to incorporate others, you had so many people who had different ideas. It was really never their vision anyway to have that it ended up killing it. And that's happened numerous places across the nation to where those never go on anymore because we couldn't get consensus with everybody. Well, sometimes the problem is that we need to follow the vision that God gives us, and that's the consensus really is. That's not my vision. And so I think that, you know, with our church, we're 20 miles from the campus. We're running, you know, we started with 35 people 4 years ago. We're running about, during the school year, now we're averaging probably, this summer we've averaged about 240. We're averaging probably 260 or 270 before. They're driving that far. I would never think of saying we're going to surrender this ministry and the control of this ministry to another congregation. If they want to get involved, that's wonderful. But the truth is, it's been our vision. God has blessed that vision. And I'm not trying to be territorial in the sense, but I'm trying to protect the vision that God has given. And so that's, you know, I think if you've been successful, God can work a way, even with that distance that's there. You know, he did pretty cool stuff with a eunuch that drove thousands of miles. And so I think he can probably take care of it with you.
A minute ago, I heard a voice that may have come from Lynn, or maybe it was God speaking. But the advice was, buy a bus.
Speaking of the mic.
Resources are going to the Blacksburg congregation. And we've picked up, I mean, you might not have heard me say that. We've gone and student pick up another student from the other university.
If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Both of our campus ministries at Greater Alton and at the Crossings are 20 miles away from our campus.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean,
which really, you know, the bottom line was that's kind of how I was looking at it, but I didn't know if I was feeling guilty for not including, but I appreciate what you said, Robert. That was very helpful. So.